patient's name is Celaya, C-E-L-A-Y-A, Celaya, C-E-L-A-Y-A, comma, Chon, C-H-O-N, Chon, July 25, 2022. Patient was seen by me last time on September 3, 2019, and after that he did not come for follow-up visit. He had a weight loss, and Dr. Tejas Patel, comma, his cardiologist, told him to follow up with his primary care physician, and he was advised to come and see us. We have reviewed his records at Medical Center Hospital, and he was admitted at Medical Center Hospital from April 14, 2022 to April 16, 2022 with a diagnosis of hypertensive emergency with a blood pressure greater than 200 systolic at that time, possibility of a transient ischemic attack or cerebrovascular accident. Right in CT angiogram showed that the right internal carotid artery had moderate to severe stenosis. Patient also was found to have a chronic kidney disease and combined systolic and diastolic heart failure. And he had a previous history of a carotid artery bypass graft surgery, hyperlipidemia. He's being followed by Dr. Tejas Patel. Patient complains of food getting stuck down in the esophagus, halfway down for last 2 to 3 months. He was on lansoprazole when he was seen by me last time in September 2019, and he is not taking any medicine like lansoprazole at present. Patient also has lesions of herpes zoster on the right lower leg. He has a few vesicles or blisters on the right lower leg. Plan. Patient was started on Protonix 40 mg twice a day for his history of gastroesophageal reflux disease and possible esophageal stricture or other lesions causing dysphagia. He'll be referred to Permian gastroenterology for upper endoscopy. Valtrex, V-L-T-R-E-X, Valtrex 1 gram 3 times a day is ordered for 7 days. Patient will come for a fasting blood test tomorrow morning or next day. He will be seen again in 2 weeks.